Democratic State Senator Scott Wiener of San Francisco said his bill, SB 253, would require companies that operate in California and that bring in at least $1 billion in annual revenue to be more forthcoming about their business's climate impact. Wiener said companies that like to promote their green credentials would actually have to disclose their carbon footprint.
By forcing corporations to say what their carbon footprint is, which will give them a huge incentive to reduce their carbon footprint so that they can continue with that marketing in an accurate way.
A 2017 study from the British environmental nonprofit CDP showed that just 100 companies are responsible for about 70% of all greenhouse gas emissions since 1988. Melissa Romero is Senior Legislative Affairs Manager with California Environmental Voters. She said SB 253 would help keep the public informed about the impacts that large companies are having on the environment.
SB 253 closes a critical information gap that exists as a result of a lack of mandatory data collection and reporting requirements of comprehensive greenhouse gas emissions reporting.
Opponents, like the California Chamber of Commerce, have argued that the bill would cause unnecessary red tape because large businesses often operate in multiple jurisdictions with different reporting requirements that could gum up the flow of commerce. Senator Wiener introduced a slightly different bill in the legislature last year that failed to clear the assembly. Democratic State Senator Lena Gonzalez has introduced a companion bill, SB 252, which would require CalPERS and CalSTRS, the state's two largest public employee retirement accounts, to divest the estimated $11 billion they invest in fossil fuel companies.
SB 252 says one thing: we need to put divestment on the table.
Senator Gonzalez says climate change often directly impacts public employees.
We need to ensure that this $11 billion is not being invested in our very detriment. The hardworking firefighters that are putting out our wildfires every year should not be investing their pension funds in the very thing that's causing their health, poor health, and outcomes that are bad.
Gonzalez also introduced a similar bill last year that failed in the assembly. State Senator Henry Stern has introduced a bill that would require large companies to disclose to investors the financial risk climate change poses to the state's economy.
Us as the fourth or the fifth largest economy in the world, depending on the day, if we can put our financial power to bear and really leverage it, and take the leaders in this state, the corporate partners, some of which my colleagues mentioned, you know, the sales forces out there, and see what Silicon Valley will do maybe during not so good of times, not just when times are good, but when there are cuts. Are we going to cut our climate budgets? Are we going to stop these investments? Or are we going to double down?
The lawmakers said they expect the first hearings on these bills to be showing up in committees in the state legislature by March or April. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.